The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Rabbah Metzia'a, Daf Lamed Bet. Today's Daf has been studied. The Ayin Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Hashem Tenehem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's Daf on Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, and we are at the first wide line. Haya Batel Men Asela. לא יאמר לו, תן לי סלע, אלא נותן לו שכרו כפועל משתסת בטל. So what was the case of it? It's talking about a guy found an object, but the guy's a worker. So it's going to cost him money to take off of work to go find to go deal with the object. So the deal is, if he does take off of work finally and he goes to deal with the object, he cannot claim his full payment to the guy that he returns the object. He can't say, listen, I lost $200. Pay me $200. The guy pays him schar like a poel batel. We don't know what that means, poel batel, like a worker that's out of work. So Gemara is going to explain that. Noten lo schar ke poel batel, mai ke poel batel, amar Abaye, ke poel batel shel ota melacha de batel mina. The amount of money that a person would take from being batel from the work that he's in. Which means a person, let's say, is making 4 dinarim. For the work that he's doing. The work is entails a lot of tirha, entails a lot of effort. You tell a guy, listen, I'll take away all the tirha, how much will you willing be to take to do the job without the tirha? Now, the guy really wants to make money. But if you take away the tirha, the effort and the toil, you know what, without tirha, I'll take 2. Right? So, for this over here, I'll say, listen, but I didn't do no tirha, I did do tirha, I went after the object, I had to take it, I'll take 3. So you base it according to what job he has, and what would he be willing to be batel from the tirha of the job that he's in. Of course, again, these are all factors over here that have to be measured. How much tirha is involved in his work, and how much money does he make? Because a person's not willing to give up his money just for nothing. He wants to make money, he don't care to work. But if you make him a good deal, you tell him, listen, we'll give you a certain money where you don't have to do such tirha, how much would he take? I'll take half, let's say. Okay, so you make him 4, you'll take 2 for no tirha. But now you did some tirha, I had to go pick up the avodah, give me 3. So you judge it according to the avodah that he's in, that's what he gets paid. Comes again and says, Im yesham bedin, matne b'fnei, you can read that she actually on this, what I just spoke out. Yeah, look at the bottom of the sheet. Kepoel batel shel ota melacha de batel mina. Kama adam rotze litol ulfachot mischaro, and to diminish from his pay. Li batel melacha zu kevedah shu osek ba. Right, to be batel from the hard work that he's doing. But asuk melacha kala kazu, and to do an easier job like picking up the avedah. Hakol lefi kovad melacha. It all depends on the tirha that he does in his job. V'ribui sachar. And how much does he get paid for it? Yeah, it's all relative according to the starting point is the job that he's doing and the money he's getting paid in the job that he's doing and the amount of tirha that entails. And now you have to calculate how much would a guy be willing to take? Less tirha and to take a cut in his pay. That's what he pays him. However, the Mishnah did say if he goes to Beit Din and tells the Beit Din, he finds 3 people, he says, listen, I'm only going to pick up this avedah unless you guarantee me that I'm getting full losses for what I missed from my work. Then if Beit Din says yes, then he can get full payment. So comes the Gemara. It seems like Beit Din has a koach to extract the full payment for what he lost. So Gemara says, Im yesham Beit Din metneh b'fnehem. So Gemara tells the story. Isur is the name of a rabbi. Ve'rav Safra, Avid iska b'hadeh hadadeh. They did a business. They were partners together in a business deal. Azal Rav Safra, Palag le below darte di isur. So now the business was going to break up. Each guy was going to split their profits. So Rav Safra, he went and he took 50% of the profits, not in front of isur. He took it on his own. Be'ape betre, in front of 2 people. He didn't take it in front of a beti, in front of 2 people. Atal kamed Rabba Bar Huna. So now he came in front of Rabba Bar Huna. Amale. So he told him, Zil aite telata de palagt kamayu. Isur had claims. Hey, what do you mean? Rav Safra, although he's my partner, he split up the business over here. I wasn't there. So Rav Safran wanted to know the halakha. So I went to Rav Avraham Huna. He told him, Zil aitet tlatat de palakama. Okay, if you split up the business, bring me the three rabbis, or the three people, the bet din, that you split the business in front of. Iname, or tere migot tlata, or even bring me two out of the three, that will serve as witnesses that you split it up in front of a bet din. Ve'iname tere sahadeh, or stamp two witnesses, de palak ba'abeh betlata. Basically, what he was telling him is, you got to have three. Amarle menalacha. He told him, what do I need three to split up a business? Amarle detnan im yesh sham betin matnem b'fneim en sham betin b'fneim miyatne shelo kodem. Right, the Mishnah clearly said by Aveda, if you want to get your full payment, you got to go in front of a betin. If there's no betin, shelo kodem, he doesn't have to pick up the Aveda. He can keep on walking. So you see what, when you're dividing, when you're trying to extract money or take money from somebody. Like in this case over here, he's trying to take money from the guy who lost his object. You got to have it in front of Betin. Similarly over here, you're trying to take now 50% of the partnership. You have to do it in front of a Betin. Good. Amade. So Rav Safra says, what are you talking about? Midame. Hatam de mapik mamona amehai umotiv lahai bain and Betin. Aval hacha dide shekle. Gilui milta be'alma who betray sagile. The cases are not analogous. In the case of the Aveda, I need three. You know why? Because I'm extracting money from somebody, which means I, let's say, get $200 for my work. According to the law, I'm really not really. If I pick up this Aveda, I might only be able to get $100 for my work that I did. I can't get full payment for what I lost out of my work. So that's why I got to go to a betin, because I'm trying to take an extra $100 out of this guy. So betin has their dini, betin hefker, betin hefker. They're able to be mafkir the guy's money to give it to me, because I'm trying to extract something. Here, it's my money. You know, I'm not taking something that doesn't belong to me, so to speak. I'm a partner, I'm a 50% partner. So I need two should be enough, just as a gilui milta, to serve as like a revelation that I took 50%. I shouldn't need to have, I don't need to co-op that bit. I'm not extracting anything over here. I'm just taking what's mine. Yeah, all I need is two, just to say that I took, my chelek. I didn't take more than my chelek, let's say. Then I split it up evenly. But I don't need a bit to be mafkid anything that doesn't belong to me. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Remember, we looked at Ketubot, Almana, as long as she's living by the husband's house, husband died, she's still living in the house, and she didn't demand yet her Ketubah, so she gets Mizonot from the estate. So it says, Almana, Mocheret, Shelo Befne Bedin. She can go down to the husband's fields and sell things, even Shelo Befne Bedin, in order to support herself. So what do you see? Why? Because it's coming to her. So you're not taking something that doesn't belong to her. That's our money. And that the Ketubah gives her. So you see, well, when it's your money, you don't need a Bet Din to officiate. Mm-hmm. Well, wait, no proof. Amar Abaye. V'lav mi'etman ala amar Rav Yosef, bar min yomei amar Rav Nachman almana, en ha-sericha Bet Din shel mumhin, ava sericha Bet Din shel hedyotot. Yeah, all that meant was she doesn't need a Bet Din of experts, let's say, but she still needs a bedin of hedyotot, of simpletons. So therefore, back to Rav Safra was. Rav Safra really had to go for the three. Therefore, when he went to Rabah, Rabah Thomason, it's the same deen. Oh, but you're not yet from Almana. Hey, you misunderstood Almana. But you learned Almana over there. You don't have to go for the three expert bedin, but you need three. So therefore, he told him the partnership has to be split up a gun in front of indeed a bedin. Now, incidentally, as she just said, when the Gemara thought that you don't have to go for the Beti for the Almana, but you have to go for the two. Yeah. You have to go for the somebody, just so they see that she sold it for a fair price. You can't just sell it the cheap to get the money. Okay, next Mishnah. Back to the laws of Aveda. Matza'a berefet. What do you do? You found an animal in the refet. What's the refet? I guess the barn. Right? En chayav ba. That makes sense. Pashut. You found it in a barn. Of course, you don't have to, it's not lost. Usually animals belong in the barn. In Chayaba, you don't gotta, who lost it? Who lost it? It's in the barn, leave it alone. Rishut Rabim Hayaba. Okay, but if you found the animal in Rishut Rabim, obviously it is lost. If let's say the animal is in the Bet HaKavarot, walked into the cemetery, Lo Yitama La. If he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to become the Tameh. Im Amalu Abiv Hitameh. But let's say his father told him, the father of the Kohen, Hitameh, go become Tameh. Or Shamalu Al Tahazir. Or Stam. A father tells his kid, I don't want you to do the mitzvot. Do not return this object. Lo yishama lo. You do not listen. When the father tells you to do isur, Mishnah saying, you do not listen. Now, we go back to the laws of pirika and ta'ina. A lot of cases. Parak v'ta'an, afilu arba'a v'chamisha pa'amim, hayav sh'ne'emar, azov ta'azov. Okay. You helped the guy unload the animal. Then he wanted to load it again. And then the animal crouched down. So you unloaded it again. And you did it 4 or 5 times. Doesn't matter. You hayav to do it as long as the person needs to be helped. Because the pasuk says, azov ta'azov. Meaning even many times. Okay? Now let's say you're helping a guy unload his animal. His animal is loaded with stuff. You're helping him. Ve'amar u'id ba'alecha mitzvah im nitzulcha lefrok perok. So the owner of the animal is sitting down, and he tells the guy, you know, it's do it for me. It's your mitzvah, I'm going to sit and watch you. So the deen is patur, you don't have to do anything. Shnei emar az emmo. Azov ta'azov emmo, with him. The guy can't just sit back and say, you know, it's your mitzvah, I'm going to get a coffee. No, he's got to do it with him. Emmo. Imaya zaken uchole. However, if let's say the owner was zaken, or chole, or he's sick, or something like that. Hayav, okay, then it's hayav. That's because he's not helping you, because he's unable to help. Mitzvah from the Torah lefrok, aval lo let'on. The Mishnah had to give us to explain this statement. Mitzvah from the Torah to unload an animal. But it's not a mitzvah to load. What are you talking? Yesterday's daf, we had pesukim for both. So we have to see exactly what this statement means. The Bishop on Omer, af let'on. The Bishop comes on and says, it's mitzvah to be to'en also, to load the animal. I mean, to help your friend load the animal. The biyosegil liomer imaya alav yeter al masao en zakuklo. Interesting. If the animal is overloaded, which means it has extra weight, more weight than the animal can handle, you're patut. You do not have to help him unload the animal. Shnei emar tachat masao. The animal is crouching under its load. Masaoi o masui shiachol la'amod bo. It's got to be dafka when the guy loaded it according to the normal way. But if the guy put an excessive amount of weight on the animal, you can't obligate somebody else not to help you do something when you are, reckless by putting too much weight on the animal. Those are the basic dinim. Okay, now the Gemara begins. Amar Rava, Rava said, Refet Sha'amr. Okay, what do we say? A barn. You found an animal in a barn, leave it there. That's where it belongs. It's not Aveda. Oh, so he says, Ena mata'a ve'ena mishamiret. Okay, maze ena mata'a. Rashi. In the Gemara. Refet she'amru she'shanim b'mishatim la'askinan k'she'ena mata'a et ha'bema she'betucha li'yot borachat v'yotzat. It's not a type of barn that causes the animal to go out to another place. For example, let's say it's a barn that doesn't have food in it. So then already, that type of barn, what happens? The animal is going to be prone to leave the barn in order to go find food. Ve'ena mishtamiret she'ena ne'ula. It's not locked. Ve'im bat latzet yotza. And if it wants to go out, it has ability to go out. That's the case in the Mishnah. I got two things. You found it in a refet, you don't have to return it. What's with what type of refet we're talking about? Refet that number one doesn't have a lock on it. And it's not a type of refet that causes the animal to leave. It's not mata'a. It's not, doesn't draw the animal out. The Gemara is going to explain. Gemara says, "En amata'a." It doesn't cause the animal to sway to go out of it. Mediktani, eno hayav ba, because it says eno hayav ba. So what was the language? Mata'a berefet en hayav ba. So what does that teach me? En hayav ba. What does those words teach me? En hayav ba. Well, it's simple. If there was a chance that the animal is going to get lost, you'd be hayabba. If it's in a place where the animal is going to run away, it's like a regular avedah. Right. So therefore, it must be in a type of barn where if the barn doesn't make the animal prone to run away, because you know hayabba. Otherwise, you'd be hayab. So it's not worse than a regular avedah where you have to worry about somebody else's mamon. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I'm shemir it, and it's talking about where there's no lock on the barn.
Again, from the fact that you needed to tell me the case, bichlal, if you find an animal in a barn, eno chayaba, you're not chayaba. The isal kadatach meshamerit. If you're going to tell me the case is talking about meshamerit, where what? Where it's protected as a lock. Hashtam mashkachla ibrai. Let's say you found the animal outside in the street, whatever it was. Me'ayil la. You have to go and return it. Legavai mashkachla. Sorry. Hashtam mashkachla ibrai. Me'ayil la legavai. If you found the animal outside the barn, but then you'd have to return it and put it back inside. Mashkachla megavai mebaya. If you found it inside the barn, do you have to tell me such a case that you don't have to return it? I mean, it's peshita. You found it in the barn, hadush. If I found it outside, do I have to return it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to go put it inside. Now I found it inside, so pashut you wouldn't have to return it. What's the hadush of the mishnah? The hadush of mishnah is talking about even though there's no lock. So you would have thought maybe there's no lock, maybe it's like going to be lost. No, it's normal. And therefore, you're able to leave it. So, otherwise, you have no hadush. Otherwise, you really have no hadush. That's clear. Okay, you have to put it back in his possession. Okay. Okay, we go further. Okay, what did we say in the Mishnah? You found it in the refit, you found it in the barn. You're not chayav. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, just a detail over here. Where's the refit? The Gemara says the refit is within the tchum. It's within the confines of the city. Let's say tchum is about 2,000 amot. It's within the borders of the city. That's where the refit is. Yeah, it's normal. Where the animal's supposed to be in the barn. So you want bichlal the reshut rabim afidu b'toch tchum na mechayav. Right. The second case of the Mishnah is you found in the reshut rabim, you have to return it. That's mashma the reshut rabim even b'toch tchum. Because we're learning, they want to learn the case is equal. That the Resha is talking about that the one you have to leave the, when can you leave the object in the refit, the animal in the refit? Dafka when it's betoch atchum. Mashma that when you find it in Bishut Harabim, even if it's betoch atchum, you have to return it. Some learn it differently. Bishut Harabim hayaba. Amar bishag vushomedet chutz latchum. They learn like this. That which we said in the Mishnah, Bishut Harabim, you have to return. That's dafka when the Bishut Harabim is outside of the tomb of the city. Mechlal de berefet. I'm going reverse. In the resha, afilu omedet chutz latchum, name enu chayaba. That by the barn, even if it's outside the tomb, you do not have to return it, because bottom line, you found it in the barn. So there's two ways of learning. There's the barn in the tomb, or even outside the tomb. Comes the Gemara and says, bebet kevarot lo itamala. Okay, famous Gemara. If it's in a cemetery, so the Kohen does not have to go into the cemetery to get the item. Tarun banan minayin sheimam alo abiv. Hit Tama. Let's say his father tells him, I want you to become Tameh, father of the Kohen. Become Tameh. Oh, Shamalu Al Tahzilu. He tells him, listen, I don't want you to do in the mitzvah. Do not return the object. Shelo Yishamalu. Don't listen. Shnei Emar. Ish Immo Ve'abiv Tira'u. Ve'et Shebetotai Tishmoru. Ani Hashem. It says, Ish. Right? A person. Abiv Immo Tira'u. You have to fear your parents. However, it says the same way. Ve'et Shebetotai Tishmoru. But at the same time, you have to keep Shabbat. So what's the connection between honoring parents and keeping Shabbat? To teach me that when you have to honor your parents, so long as they're not running against the Torah. But if they tell you to mechalel Shabbat, for example, then already, ani Hashem. Kullechem hayavim bichbodi. You're all obligated in my respect. Both you and your mother and your father. Tamad dechtav rachmana et shebetotai tishmoru. Oh, so we have a special case of the Ketuv. To teach me what? That if a parent tells the child to do something, halel Shabbat, something like that, you don't have to listen. And if you don't have a pasuk, so Yom says, "Halavache, havamina tzaitale." What? And if I didn't have this gezerat katuv, this pasuk, I would think that if the father says, "Don't return the object," I would think you listen. Can't be why. V'amai, hay ase, v'hay lo ta'ase v'ase, v'lo ate ase v'dechay lo ta'ase v'ase. Okay, kibud avaim is what mitzvah ase. Returning a lost object is a ase and a lo ta'ase, because it says mitzvah ase ashev to shivim and lo tuchal l'talem. Now we have a rule: en ase.
Doha lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. A positive commandment cannot override an aseh and a lo ta'aseh. So what do I need this ish betutai this woman for? Even without this gizat katuv ish imo v'aviv tirao, anyway we know you don't listen to the father. In the case of Avedah at least. By Avedah you don't need this gizat katuv, the Gemara says. It's tarikh. You need it. Sakat lachamina u'ilvu kash kibud avaim nechbodo shel makom. Wow. Respecting a parents is equal to respecting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar kan kabed et abicha ve et imecha. Honor your parents. Veneimar le'alan kabed. Same word. Et Hashem monecha. Honor God from your home, from your wealth. Ha'elkach letzayit le. I would thought that maybe you have to listen even when it runs counter to the Torah because they like God. Kevi'achol. The kibud has to be equal. That's what you need a special gizek. But I would think maybe even aseh duchelot aseh vas, because the aseh kibud avaim is much stronger. Kamash malan, the even kibud avaim does not go against the Torah. Therefore, you have to listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kulechem hayavim bechbodi. Mitzvah of the Torah the frok. Okay, now we start the laws of pirika and teina, loading and unloading the animal. Basically, what's the law again? Guy's walking down the street. He sees the animal crouched. Why is it crouched? The load is too heavy. It's on its back. The Torah says, you got to go help it. Azov ta azov. Another pasuk says, hakim takim. Hakim takim means to help load the animal. It doesn't say load and unload in the Torah, you should know. This is very important. It just says one pasuk. Azov ta azov, hakim takim. I don't know which one is talking about pirika, which one is talking about ta'ina. The Gemara doesn't say one is talking about this, one is talking about that. But those are two pesukim. But we do have two pesukim. And what did the Mishnah say? Well, it's a mitzvah to unload. That's called pirika. But it's not a mitzvah to be to'in. What do you think? We have two pesukim. How can you tell me it's not a mitzvah? That's the Gemara's first question. First one line. Mitzvah min haTorah lefrok. Aval lo leton. May aval lo leton. What does it mean lo leton? There's no mitzvah to help the guy load his animal. Ilema aval lo leton klal. Maybe you're going to tell me there's no mitzvah bechlal at all. What are you talking about? You have a pasuk. Just like you have a pasuk, azov to azov, teach me how to unload. You have a pasuk of hakem takim to teach me it's mitzvah too. Load. How can the Mishnah tell me there's no mitzvah? Ela mitzvah min haTorah lefrok b'chinam, ve'lo leton b'chinam ela b'schar. That's the answer. When it comes to unloading the animal, that you got to do for free. That's what the Mishnah meant. Mitzvah pirika min haTorah. Meaning mitzvah pirika min haTorah b'chinam. However, to load the animal with your friend, then already you could charge him. So that's the haluk between the two cases. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, af leton b'chinam. He said, no, everything is free. Pirika and ta'ina. I give a tanina, la datan rabbanah. Pirika b'chinam, ta'ina b'schar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, zu v'zu b'chinam. Famous mahlok, b'tarakama Rabbi Shimon. Can you do the ta'ina for? Do you get paid or not? Hakamim say, you get paid for ta'ina, for loading. Rabbi Shimon says, hinam. My ta'amayud rabbana, what's the reason of the rabbis? The Isla got the dak Rabbi Shimon. If you tell me like Rabbi Shimon, that they're both for free, lichtov rahamanat ta'ina, velo ba'ay pirika. The Torah should just have written one law. Tell me the law of ta'ina, of loading, and I would have learned. Tell me the law of loading, and I would have learned unloading from a kadah homer. And I would have said like this: Vana amina, uma ta'ina delet bet sa'ar ba'le ha'im, velik ha'shron kis. Loading the animal, the animal's not in pain, and there's no loss to the owner, because the animal's not, again, there's no danger that the animal's going to get damage that he's going to lose. And by ta'ina, you have to do it, hayav, pirika de'id bet sa'ar ba'le ha'im. Thereby, pirika, by unloading the animal, you have the animal in pain, plus the hasron kis, because if the animal collapses, the guy's going to be out money. Lo kol sheken, ela lemayil chita ketva rahmana. So then why did the Torah have to write two pesukim? The Torah just could have written one, and I would have learned pirika from a kavachomer. Ela lomar lecha, pirika b'chinam ta'ina b'schar. And they had to write both, because there's a difference between the two. They had to write the second one to teach me that ta'ina is Pischar. Again, you understand Tanakh Mashita? Look at Mashita like this. If you're right, Rabbi Shimon, where everything is for free, there's no haluk between pirikat, just write ta'ina. And I'll say, if ta'ina, you have to do it. Koshke pirika. Pirika, you have hasron kis. The guy's going to be out the money of the animal if it dies. Plus sar ba'le ha'im. Ella must be. So Tanakh wrote it, it's for hadush. What's the hadush of ta'ina and pirika? To teach me that ta'ina, you could even charge money. Oh, that's right. That's the right. Otherwise, I would not know that. Ta'ina can charge money. That's the hadush. V'Rabbi Shimon, my ta'ama. What do you need to peskin for? That's really the question. What do you need peskin? Just write ta'ina, and I will look pirika from a kava homer. And especially you say there's no difference between them. Mishum delo mesayme kera. The pesukim are not clear. If the Torah would have written one pasuk, azov ta azov emo, what does azov ta azov emo mean? Or hakem ta kem, I would have, since the pesukim are not clear what they're talking about, if the Torah would have wrote one pasuk, I would have said it's talking about perikah, and I wouldn't have known ta'ina at all. Because it doesn't say in the Torah a pasuk of perikah and a pasuk of ta'ina. It just says, azov ta azov hakem ta kem. Help him, help him. So Rabbi Shimon says, it's not meseimeh, it's not explicit. And therefore, since it's not explicit, if the Torah would have written one, you know what I would have said? Let's talk about perikah. And maybe ta'ina yinar hayav bichlal. No, I would have said perikah. Right, but it's perikah. That's why perikah would say hayav and ta'ina maybe nothing. That's what that's the right both to teach me that there's a hayav and ta'ina bichlal. Okay? Whereas according to Rabbanan, they learned, no. If the Torah would have written one pasuk, I would have said the pasuk was about ta'ina, and I would have learned pirika from a kavahomet. Rabbi Shimon says, how would you have known what that pasuk was talking about? Hakim takim says anything? Azov tazov says anything? I would have learned. It's talking about their bigger hidush, pirika, and ta'ina would say no. And the fact that's right, both teach me that they're both chayav, but they're both hanam. Torah says, v'rabanan, amai lo misayme kera. Rabbanan says, what are you talking about? It is explicit. Why do you tell me the pesukim are not clear? Hacha ketiv rovetz tachat masao. It clearly says in the pasuk that the animal is what? Kitere chamor sunachar rovetz tachat masao azov ta'azov emo. What does it mean? It's crouching under its load. So clearly azov ta'azov is talking about perika. It's crouching under its load. Hatam ketiv noflim baderech. And over there in the other pasuk of Hakem Takim, it says they are falling on the road. Deramu inu v'ti'unayu beruha. That the animal and its load fell on the road. That means he needs help to reload. So therefore he says, what are you talking about? Everything is clear. Mashma. Therefore, you can't tell me the pasukim. I wouldn't know what they're talking about. Therefore, let it just, that's what the rabbi's claim was. If Rabbi Shimon is right, let it just say the pasuk of Te'ina, Hakem Takim, which is clear, the rabbis say, because it says they're both falling on the road. We mean Nofelim is plural. What's the plurality of the falling? The animal plus the load. It fell, now all the stuff is on the road. Say Te'ina, and I'll learn Pidika from A. Kada Omer. And the fact that it still had to write both is to teach me there's a difference between them. That Pidika is Bechinam and Te'ina is Bischar. There, Rabbi Shimon. Noflim baderech inu utunayu elavayu mashma. Yeah, I'll tell you, noflim baderech. Yeah, both the animal and the load fell on the road. One is still on the animal's back. So you have no ra'aya that the pasuk of Hakem Takim is talking about reloading. I can read the pasuk here. Noflim baderech. The animal and the load fell. What, the load is still on the animal. So you have no ra'aya still. So therefore, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, you need both pesukim. Because if you didn't have both pesukim, I would have learned, they're vague. Hakem Takim, I don't know what he's talking about. Vague, open. He had one pasuk, I said he's talking about Pirika, the bigger hadush. So I need the second pasuk to tell me there's a inyan of ta'ina in the world. Oh, but it's still behinah. So Gemara says, Amar Rava. Okay, so Rava says that. I got your machloket. But midvreshinehem nilmad, sar bale chayim deoraita. Everybody has to agree, but this law of animals that are in Sa'ar, it's a mitzvah to alleviate the pain of an animal. That's a mitzvah from the Torah. Ve'afilu Rabbi Shimon lo kamar ela mishum delo mesayme kira'e. Ava mesayme kira'e, tereshir al kava homer. Good. Mishum mai, ve'av mishum tzara leba chayim, tereshir al. Rabbi Shimon, he didn't make the kava homer of the rabbis because he holds that the pesukim, it's not clear what each pasuk is talking about. But if it would be clear what the pasukim was talking about, Rabbi Shimon also would make a kavahomer. He's not against the logic of the rabbis. The kavahomer is a very good kavahomer. If you hayav in pirika, kol shekein you should be hayav. I'm sorry, if you hayav in ti'ina, reloading, certainly should be hayav in unloading. What's the kavah homer? Because you have sarim b'chayim. The animals are paying, all them also. So again, even Rabbi Shimon agrees to this logic. And therefore we're going to say what? Tsar b'lehayim is a mitzvah from the Torah. Kebara says, who told you that's the kavah homer? Dilma mishum dika hasron kis. Vaki kamar. Uma te'ina delet b'hasron kis. Hayav, pirika di'id b'hasron kis. Local chicken. Okay, maybe Rabbi Shimon's kavah homer would be like this. And what? Te'ina. There's no loss. Because the animal's not in danger. There's no loss of the animal dying. And you have to do it. Pirika, where there's a loss, there's a chance where the animal can die. Who's the tsar b'lehayim? Maybe the kavahomet could be made without the tsar b'lehayim factor. Your kavahomet is, and what? Now where there's no pain for the animal, certainly in pirika where there is pain, take the pain factor out. Maybe I'll tell you it's tsar b'lehayim, this law of pain to animals is not from the Torah. And the kavahomet could have been, and what? Te'ina. Well, the guys are really not going to be losing anything because the animal's really not in danger. So there's no hasron kis. Certainly with pirika, where there's a chance where the guy could lose money. No kosh again.
They're both kalachomer.
Yeah, but you're taking out the tsar b'lehayim factor.
What's the factor for?
No. Again, you're trying to tell me again. Stop. You're trying to tell me. You know what? I got your argument. The banan, the bishuron must be everybody holds the law of tsar b'lehayim. Having an animal in stress, it's a mitzvah de oraita to stop it, to alleviate it, to take care of it. That's the point. And how do we agree? Kurev kavahomer. What's the kavahomer? Uma te'ina. Where there's no tsar balehayim, you be hayav. Certainly pirika with a tsar balehayim. Rabbi Shimon didn't say this kavahomer just because he knows that the pesukim are not clear what they're talking about. But let's say the pesukim were clear. So I would say, just write Te'ina, write the Pasuk of Te'ina, and I would know Pirika from a Kavahomer. What would the Kavahomer be? Again, Uma Te'ina She'en Sarei B'lehayim V'ani Hayav Pirika She'en Sarei B'lehayim Lo Kol Sheken. What do you mean? I can make another Kavahomer. Maybe I'll tell you something is not the factor. I'll say, Uma Te'ina, reloading the guy's animal where there's no Hesron Kis, because the animal's not in danger. What's the hasokis? Loss of pocket. If I don't help this guy unload his animal and his animal dies, now he's out $1,000 of an animal. So I'll say, if by unload, by reloading, there's no hasokis and I'm a hayab, by loading, kosheke, but nothing to do with Sarei B'lehayim. Maybe just with the hasokis factor, it's the monetary loss factor.
Maybe there's a
hasokis
from another direction.
Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. So comes the Gemara and says, who told you that when you're reloading the animal, there's no hasron kis? The guy's got all his goods strewn on the floor. There's no hasron kis? Number one, if he doesn't load his animal quickly, he's going to miss the market day. He's not going to be able to sell his goods. That's hasron kis. The thieves are going to come and steal everything that's on the floor. So therefore the kavahomet can only be with Tsar b'lehayim, because hasron kis is on both sides, pirika and te'ina. Teda, the Tsar b'lehayim do that. And I'll prove it to you that Tsar b'lehayim is a law from the Torah. Diktani sefa, what does it say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yosef Gili omer, imaya alav yeter al masa'o en zakuk lo. If the animal, let's say, has, it's always overloaded, right? Then what's the deen? Then you don't got to deal with the animal. Shnei emar tachat masao masui shiachod la'amod bo. Now that's who's talking. That's Rabbi Yosef. Michlal de Tanakama savar zakuklo. My tama la mishum de tzar b'lehayim deoraita. Right, which is Rabbi Yosef is the one that said if you overloaded the animal, what's the deen? Let it stay there. Don't worry about the animal. Don't worry about anything. Leave it. That's the Yosef. What does Tanakama hold? Mashma, if you overloaded the animal, you got to help. Why? Must be because Tsar b'lehayim is the oraita. You got to deal with the animal. I don't care if you were negligent and you overloaded the animal. Bottom line, you have an obligation. Like, if I want to prove from Tanakama that Tsar b'lehayim must be the oraita, from the B'yoseh. From the fact that the B'yoseh said overloading, leave it. Mashma, Tanakama holds. overloading, deal with it. Why? Because it must be tzad of is a law from the Torah. Good? Gemara says, no, that's maybe not, that's not the mahlokit. Dilma betachat masa'o pedigi. The Rabbi Yosef Sabar, Tarshinan tachat masa'o masushi achula amod bo. The Rabbanan Sabi lo Tarshinan tachat masa'o. Gemara says, no, maybe everybody else really tzad of al-Hayim is a Rabbanan item. But the mahlokit over here is how to learn the pasuk. When it says tachat masa'o, how to learn the words. Rabbi Yosef says, tachat masa'o is only a masui that it can hold. But if you overloaded your patur, and the Chayim say, no, even if you overloaded it, you can't learn it from that patur. But it's not from Tzara Bala Chayim. It's not because of the animal's pain. It's a deen in the Torah wants you to help your friend. It's nothing to do with the animal's pain. How much does the Torah want you to help your friend? The Rabbi Yosef says, only if he loaded it correctly. And the Chayim say, no, even if he loaded it, obviously you have to help your friend. But it's not from the animal's factor. It's a machlokin how to learn the pasuk ta'at matzao. You have no raya of Tzara Bala Chayim d'oraita. Tehe that the Tzara Bala Chayim lav d'oraita. Now the Gemara goes the other way. I'll prove to you that there's no mitzvah in the Torah of Tzara Bala Chayim of alleviating the animal from its pain. There's no mitzvah. What's the proof? Tehe that the Tzara Bala Chayim lav d'oraita. Diktani Resha, what did it say in the beginning of our Mishnah? Halach v'yashav lo v'abal lo'iv v'alecha mitzvah l'frok perok patush ne'emar emmo v'yis l'kazak sarev b'chaim deor haita mali ite l'mareh b'hadeh u'mali kilet l'mareh b'hadeh. Exactly. When the guy's sitting there, the owner of the animal says, you know, listen, you have a mitzvah, I'm sitting back, you handle it. What do we say in the Mishnah? You're patur. Why should you be patur? If sarev b'chaim is mitzvah deor haita, what do I care if the guy's helping you or not? Ela must be sarev b'chaim is not a deor haita, because if it was a deor haita, it shouldn't make a difference. If the owner is helping, the bottom of the animal is in pain. Good proof. Ah, tell you, Le'olam Tzara Bala Chayim De'oraita. Le'olam Tzara Bala Chayim De'oraita. Mi savar patur, patur legamre, ve'delma patur b'chanam, ve'chayab b'schar. Ve'achi kama rachmana, ki ite le'mare b'hade, avad gabe b'chanam, ve'chilete le'mare b'hade, avad gabe b'schar. Ul'olam, Tzar Balei Chayim De'oraita. Good. Let the Gemara's proof. Gemara says, you learned the Mishnah wrong, maybe. Mishnah said, if the guy doesn't want to help you, you're patur. Ah, see, that must be Tzar Balei Chayim De'oraita. Nah, you know what patur meant? Patur didn't mean you can't deal with it. Of course you can't deal with the animal. Patur meant you're patur from doing it for free. When the guy's not helping you, now you could charge him. If the guy was helping you, you gotta do it for free. But really, I'll tell you, you always gotta help the animal. So don't learn the Mishnah patur, patur legamre. Learn the Mishnah patur, meaning you're patur from having to do it for nothing. That's all it means. But really, you gotta help the animal. So therefore, you have no da'ya from our Mishnah. Adrabah, I can tell you, Tzara Bala Chayim is a law of the Torah. One more. Lema Messiah, I'll bring you a proof that Tzara Bala Chayim is the Oraita. Behemat Ovet Kochavim. A goy's animal. Metapil ba'ke behemat Yisrael. You gotta help the animal just like you help a Jewish owned animal. Oh, very good. Iyama b'shlamat Tzara Bala Chayim De'oraita. B'shlamat metapil ba'ke behemat Yisrael. Ela Iyama Tzara Bala Chayim Lav De'oraita. Ama metapil ba'ke behemat Yisrael. Very good. Why would I have to help a goy's animal? Only must be because of Tzara Bala Chayim is De'oraita. So what do I care whose animal belongs to? I'm worried about the animal. But if you tell me Tzara Bala Chayim is not a Doraita law, why would I have a law that says I have to help the goy's animal? For what purpose? It's a goy. It must be Tzara Bala Chayim Doraita. Kibra says, Hata Mishum Eba. No, that's not the Doraita. That's because you don't want to get to Mahlukah with the goyim. If you're not going to help the goyim, it's going to lead to strife. But nothing to do with the animal. Adama, it's not for the animal. It's for the goy. So you don't have strife. Hachi Namim Mistabra. It makes sense. You know why? Diktani Imaita Te'ona Yayin Asur. Let's say the animal had on its back yayin nisich. The goy's animal has on its back forbidden wine that you can't drink. Okay? En zakukla. What's the deen? You don't help the animal. Otpam. You have a goy's animal. On the animal, what is it carrying? Forbidden wine. What's the deen? Leave it. Oh, I am a bishman lav deoraita, bishmachi en zakukla. If you say that Tzara Bala Chayim is not a deoraita, that's why leave it. Because we don't want you to get involved. You don't have an obligation to get involved with something that's isud. However, elai amat deoraita, amayin zakukla. But if Tzara Bala Chayim was deoraita, what do I care what it's holding? I'm worried about the animal, not the goods. So the Gemara is trying to prove, I'll show you that the only reason why you have to help the goy is because of eva. Because there's certain cases where we say, leave it. For example, if the animal has isud on it, leave it. Oh, wait a minute, but if the animal's still in pain, and that's a mizvah d'oraita, what do I care what it's carrying? Ela must be, it's you don't have to help the animal. Ela the goy, you're only doing it because of the eva factor. The Gemara says, no, haki kama. You know, you learned it wrong. The wine case, you learned wrong. Haki kama. Ul hat'ina yayin asur en zakuk la. The case of the wine man, maybe I'll tell you, Sabah al-Haib is the oraita. When it said the wine, you don't do it, it's about to load it. If the goy needs help to load isur wine, then you don't have to do it. Masha'enken, if it's talking about unloading, could be you have to do it just like a behemat. The second Sarab al-Haim is really deoraita. We get it. We thought we had a proof. Our proof to you, Sarab al-Haim is deoraita. I'll prove it to you. I'll give you the last point that we do said. You know what my proof is? Torah says, or Mishnah Braita says, or Rabbi says, you have to help the animal of a Jew and the goy alike. What do you mean? You have to help the animal of a goy? Must be Sarab al-Haim is deoraita. We don't discriminate between goy and Yehudi. It's the animal. Good. Kavah says, nah, you learned that wrong. You know why you have to help the animal of a goy? Not for the animal. For the eva. We don't want to create the strife with the goy. And I'll prove it to you. Because in certain cases, we say, leave it. For example, if the animal is holding wine of isud, what do we say? Leave it. I say, you see that it's not about the animal. Kavah says, nah, you learned that case of wine wrong. That case of wine is so bad to load the animal of the goy. If it's isud wine, you don't got to get involved with it. But if it was to unload, even if it was isur wine, you'd have to unload. So it could be really Sarab al-Haim is. So basically, what I was trying to bring proofs back and forth, it hasn't brought a conclusive proof.
One proof
in the beginning.
On one side, one rabbi.
Oh, according to one rabbi, according to Tanakama. According to Tanakama. Tell me your say. Which one?
Mahlok and Bishamon and
Hakamim, no. We said that one of two reasons, either because he's the loser's stuff, so they're going to take it. No. There is his strongest. So therefore, the only concern is Sarab al-Haim. The Bishamon will be more there if the person. But all the other Tedaz, we weren't able to prove from other external sources. ברוך הבא, אני לא יודע.